Looking at the Word of God today, praise God, we sometimes can relate, amen, in our human experience, praise God, to, amen, those that, hallelujah, have gone on before us and labored in the things of the God. And amen, praise God, as they have labored in the things of God, amen, there are times, praise God, that in our labor we can become a little bit weary. Can you say amen? Even though we may be doing well, or amen, even though we might be, amen, praise God, producing fruit for the glory of God, amen, because of our humanity, praise God, sometimes questions arise in our heart. Can we say amen? Amen? And amen, praise God. And Peter, amen, praise God, as he, amen, praise God, is asking of the Lord, praise God, as he is no doubt reflecting on what he has given up to walk with God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, to walk with God will require you to give up some things. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. To walk with God will require some sacrifice. Amen. You're not always going to feel like it, but it's going to still be proper to do it for the glory of God. You're not always going to be, amen, praise God, or so, amen, anxious and eager, but it's always going to be for your good and for your benefit. And so, praise God, as Peter, praise God, as walking with the Lord and, amen, reflecting on what he has, amen, praise God, given up. Can you say amen? He began to look at, amen, praise God, the things that he had turned his back on, amen, to serve the Lord. Amen. Paul had, amen, praise God, though this attitude, amen, concerning his walk up with God, that what things that he had counted before as gain, now he counted them as dung, that he might, amen, praise God, obtain, amen, knowledge and a closer walk with the Lord. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, Paul had his mind made up, praise God, that those things that I held in high priority, amen, I'm not even worrying about them any longer, because I want to press, amen, praise God, toward the mark, toward the prize for the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. But amen, praise God, so many times we are not where, amen, Paul is, amen, rather we are reflective as Peter is. Amen, praise God, a lot of times, praise God, we are not walking with God as Paul did, but rather, praise God, we are in the place that we need some encouragement along the way. You ought to thank God today that he's a God that don't mind encouraging us when our head starts to drop down a little bit. He's a God that don't mind giving us a word that will lift our heart and lift our spirit in the time, praise God, when we are troubled in our mind. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, Peter wants to know from God, because he's made the assessment. Amen. I done left this. I done left that. I done left this. This and that. Can you say amen? And so he tells the Lord, Lord, we've left all. We've left everything. Amen. Praise God. To follow you. Amen. Praise God. What are we going to get? Amen. We left everything. Praise God. Amen. We've given up this and we've given up that. Amen. Praise God. Just hallelujah. Praise God. To serve you. Just amen. Praise God, to be identified with you, just to push forward this ministry. We've left everything. Can we say amen? Most of us in the church, amen, praise God, are not able to have, amen, praise God, Peter's testimony. While we do have his questions, we don't have his testimony. Amen, praise God. Most most of us have not left everything. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. But still, amen, praise God, there are things that we have sacrificed, amen, to serve God and to give God, amen, the glory and the praise that his name is worthy of. Amen, praise God. It comes out of a heart of willingness to sacrifice. Amen, praise God. We've got to say along this way that I don't mind, amen, praise God, giving God the praise. We've got to say along this way that I don't mind pressing my way, amen, praise God, to the house of God to give him the glory that is due to his name. We along this way, amen, praise God, need a press mentality in our spirit. Amen. Don't let every little thing turn us around from giving God what is due unto him. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? If, amen, it weren't for God, you wouldn't have nothing to worry about. Can you say amen? But you worried about this, and you worried about that. But who gave you this, and who gave you that? And if it had not been for the Lord, then you wouldn't have nothing to be looking over, overseeing, and worrying about. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? If it's too much for you, God can take it away from you. Can you say amen? If you can't handle, amen, that, and giving God the praise, then God can move that out of your way. Can you say amen? If you got to fuss about the house, amen, then God can move the house. Can you say amen? You got to fuss about this, that, and the other, then God can move this, that, and the other. And say, okay, now, can you praise me now? Can you say amen? You ain't got no car now to worry about. Can you praise me now? You ain't got no house to worry about. Can you praise me now? Amen. I took a job. Can you praise me now? Can you say amen? But we ought to be telling God, amen, Lord, don't take that away. But I can have my house, and I can still give you glory. I can be tired in my body, but I'll rise up and I will come and give you glory and give you praise. Anybody feel like praising? Anybody feel like praising? Anybody feel like praising? When we sing a song, I owe God a praise. Do you realize that you really do owe God a praise? Can you say amen? Amen. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Amen. Besides all that God has blessed us, amen, to receive, amen, everything that God has given us, we hold it lightly. Can you say amen? Because God is greater than anything material that he's given me, and nothing material that I have, amen, is worth, amen, me putting God aside, amen, not for one day, not for one hour, but instead, the more God has blessed me, the greater my praise. Oh, Lord, can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the more God bless me, the greater my praise ought to be. If he ain't did nothing for you, go shut up and sit down. Can you say amen? But if God has been good, then you ought to magnify, you ought to give it, you ought to listen. Can you say amen? Ain't no day that we ought to come into the house of the Lord and not bring a praise with, because ain't no day that you live that God ain't already been good in your behalf. He already blessed you. He already been good. He already deserves your praise and your glory. And when the time comes, you ought to stand up and tell God, thank you for what you've done. What we give up, but we don't recognize what we have. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we recognize too many times what we give up, but we don't recognize, amen, what we have. Can you say amen? Amen. I gave up some sleep, amen, to get the Bible class. And can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Amen. I had to pay, amen, some money to ride the train or the car or call Uber or somebody to get to the house of God. But your point is, can you say amen? Can you say that you Jesus? Lord have mercy. I had to get up early, amen, to get dressed, to get washed up, to get myself to the house of the Lord. I gave up this, I gave up that, amen. I skipped my show, amen. I left the TV behind to be in the house of the Lord. Can you say amen? I gave up X, I gave up Y, I gave up Z. Can you say amen? I gave it all up just to be in the house of the Lord. And amen. And we, amen, not like Peter, because we ain't gave up everything, but we asked the same question Peter asked. And now, Lord, what do I get? Can you say amen? Well, first of all, you got to recognize that if you are among the redeemed of the Lord, you already got the greatest blessing that anybody could ever receive. Can you say amen? And if God never did another thing but save your soul, that's enough for you to praise Him throughout all eternity. That's enough for you to give Him the glory. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is too good. Can you say amen? And amen. It ain't nobody good like God. Can you say amen? Amen. He do for us more than we ever could do for ourselves. And we got a nerve to act like, amen, we getting the short end of the stick. But you got to realize you got more in eternal life than you'll ever have outside of a relationship with God. Tell your neighbor, I got, amen, all things through Christ. You got to praise Him. Peter says, but Lord, we've forsaken all, amen, to follow you. We've forsaken all. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We gave it all up. We gave it all up. What are we going to get? Can you say thank you, Jesus? What shall we have? What will be ours? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Isn't God patient? Isn't God gracious? Isn't God kind? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And we ask, amen, those kind of things to God. Amen. But He's patient with us. Amen. Praise God. And so He begins to respond to Peter. That there is no man. Can you say amen? I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care where you come from. If you give it up for God, there's a blessing coming your way. You better praise Him today. If you got up early for God, you're going to be more blessed than if you slept in.
Say it again.
I say, if you get up early for God, you're going to be more blessed than if you slept in. We don't understand. We think the blessing is in sleeping in. Let me get just a little bit more, a little more, 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 more. Can you say amen? And that's just one thing. Amen. Praise God. We try to hold on to this and hold on to that. Can you say amen? But that ain't where your blessing is. Amen. Your blessing is giving it to God. Because if you give it to God, a multiplier kicks in. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, a hundredfold multiplier a kick in. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so He begins to tell Peter, praise God, that all of you that have followed me, amen, praise God, in the regeneration, tell your neighbor, a regeneration is coming. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, regeneration is coming. And so He tells them, all of you that have followed me, amen, in the regeneration. Amen, praise God. Amen, to the apostles he's talking. Amen, praise God. He said, you'll be sitting, amen, when I sit on the throne of my glory, you'll be sitting with me. Can you say amen? Governing the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen, all of y'all gonna have a throne, amen, in the regeneration. How many know that more than Israel will be governed, amen, during the regeneration? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't just 12 thrones, but it's going to be the more thrones for the more folk that deserve to sit in a seat of authority, amen, to govern with Christ during the millennial kingdom. Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, he tells them first of what will come in the regeneration, and we'll come back to the regeneration, but then he brings them up to the now, to the right now, and he tells them there is no man, hallelujah, that has given up anything for my sake and for the gospel, that he shall not in this time receive a hundredfold. Tell your neighbor, I can tell the devil I'm going to be blessed if I gave up for God. I can tell the devil I'm going to be blessed. Can you say amen? If I sacrifice for the Lord, I can tell the devil I know a blessing is coming my way. Amen. Houses, land, and mothers, and fathers, and brothers, and sisters, whatever. Amen. I may have given up. God is able to give me back and to give me more. Say now. Can you say amen in this time? And so praise God. Amen. If you ain't dead, amen, and you ain't got it all, don't worry. Some more is coming, because God will never come short of his word. You better praise him today. If you ain't got your hundredfold, amen, all the things you got to examine is whether I gave to God, whether I sacrificed, whether I gave up for him. And if you gave up for him, you got it coming. You ought to praise him today. So no, I don't mind, amen, getting up early to come to Sunday school, because I got a hundredfold coming. Can you say amen? A hundred mornings for every morning. Can you say amen? You ought to give him the praise. I don't mind pressing my way into the house of the Lord, because I know God put it down on record. Can you say amen? And whatever I give unto the Lord, he'll give back to me. Can you say amen? I heard him say, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, amen, will fill, amen, overflow, will men give into your bosom. I heard him say, amen, I will open the window of the heaven. I will pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough. You can praise him today. Tell your neighbor, God got more than enough. God got an abundance. Can you say amen? And the key to tapping in to the abundance of God is a willingness, amen, to give to him those things that are due to him. Tell your neighbor, follow him. Can you say amen? Tell you, follow him. If he go down in the valley, follow him. If he go out in the storm, follow him. If he go out in the desert, follow him. For wherever God is the fullness of your supply. And you ain't got to worry about where you are. Only
if you got the Lord on your side, you ain't got to worry. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The regeneration, amen, praise God, is a time coming, amen, praise God, that is not about new heavens and not about a new earth and not where sin is completely eradicated. Can you say amen? But it's about regeneration. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It's about, amen, praise God, a new beginning or another beginning here on earth. Amen, praise God. But those things in that new beginning, in that renew, amen, in that, amen, regeneration, amen, praise God, which is not pointing again to new heavens or new earth, where God is going to do great works in the earth. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Things are going to change. Amen, praise God, in the regeneration. Amen, praise God, in the regeneration. Amen, praise God, even the beast of the field, amen, praise God, will be regenerated. Amen, praise God. They are not going to be, amen, devouring one another and tearing one another apart and, amen, and eating each other up. It's not going to be happening, because in the beast, amen, God is going to give them a different mind. Can you say amen? And amen. And it won't be a hunter stalking prey. Can you say amen? But it will be a lion. Amen. That's laying down. Amen. Eating grass. Amen. Beside the ox. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God is saying amen of the beast of the earth. It will be a time in the regeneration. Amen. Will now. Amen. We got to look at those mighty beasts through glass walls or, amen, iron enclosures. We see their beauty, but we dare not go close to them, praise God, because they got a different nature in them. And if we go too close, amen, we might hazard our life. But the time is coming in the regeneration. Can you say amen? When you can walk up to the lion. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Give him a big old hug. Amen. Praise God. And he might just give you a big lick on the face. Can you say thank you, Jesus? In the regeneration. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The little child, amen, will play on the hole of an asp. Amen. A dangerous serpent. Can you say amen? But in the regeneration, that in born fear, amen, that most of humanity have against serpents, that's going to be gone. Can you say amen? Why? Because you know that serpent is not going to hurt you. Lord, have mercy. Only a God, amen, can work in beast. Can you say amen? To change the nature of the beast. Can you say amen? And that should not be a strange thing to us that are the redeemed of the Lord. You ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? Because you and I, we were beasts. Can you say amen? You and I, amen, we were dangerous. Can you say amen? You and I, amen, had a spirit that was contrary to the things of God. And some of us, you dare not approach too closely. Can you say amen? Or you find yourself wounded or injured. Can you say amen? But thank God, God know how to change, amen, our heart. You better pray in the day. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he took a low down, no good, shit for nothing, and gave him a brand new heart. He gave him a heart of praise. He gave him a heart to give God glory. Anybody got a heart to give God glory? God has changed. Can you say amen? Anything. He's God all by himself. You better praise him. In the region, can you say amen? They will not care.
kill. They will not devour. They will not destroy. Why? Because they will be on and in the holy mountain of the Lord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in God's holy mountain, he don't want killing. He don't want destroying. Can you say amen? And if he can take it out of the mouth of the beast, amen, in 2017, in this holy mountain of God, amen, he can take away, amen, our mind to devour and eat up and destroy one another. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, my brother, my sister is not meat for me. Can you say amen? I can't devour them. I can't eat them up. I can't destroy them. Can you say amen? That's my help. That's my strength. That's my, praise God, brother. That's my sister. Amen. I will lift them up. I will encourage them. I will shelter. I will shield. I need my brother. Because I don't want us devouring or destroying in his holy. You better praise him. Now we're doing it voluntarily. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But the earth in that day and in that time, in the regeneration, will be changed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What makes the difference? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Before I get to the difference, amen. Praise God. The commerce is going to be different. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We don't know how to do nothing right now. Amen. But God going to fix it. Amen. Praise God. The time is coming when you won't build a house and somebody else live in it. Can you say amen? You'll be able to build your house and live in your house. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You ain't going to plant no vineyard and take it to the commerce and sell it to somebody else. Amen. Praise God. No, you're going to eat what you grow. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God going to turn the economy of, amen, praise God, the world in a different direction. Every man going to have his own vine. Everyone his own fig tree. Amen. He will be able to dwell under that he has provided, because God, amen, will give the wisdom and the knowledge, amen, for us, amen, to do what, amen, it seemed like we're not able to do. But you don't know the potential that God put in you, amen, when he made you, amen. Ask the scientists, they'll tell you, you ain't using 10%, amen, praise God, amen, of what, amen, God has put in you, but sin dumps you down. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, sin dumb you down. Amen. Praise God. But amen, for the counsel of God will awaken you and enlighten you and lift you up and bring you to a place, amen, where you can honor God like he is supposed to be honored. Can you say amen? What is responsible? Can you say thank you, Jesus, for these changes in the earth as the Lord sit upon the throne? Amen. In the new millennium. Amen. What is responsible? Can you say thank you, Jesus, that amen, there's a change, amen, in, hallelujah, amen, the animal world, and in that humanity that is there under jeopardy, it will be a change in them. Hey, can you say amen? And they won't kill, they won't bite, they won't devour, they won't destroy. And what is the answer? God said, because the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? You don't know enough about God. Can you say amen? When you're fighting and destroying, can you say amen? No matter what's coming out of your mouth, your actions say, I don't know. Can you say amen? No matter what, amen, you say, your actions say, I don't know.
A lot of times actions speak louder. Can you say amen than the word? Can you say amen? Amen. Anybody feel like praising? Anybody feel like amen, giving him the glory? And if you don't feel like it, do it anyhow. Can you say amen? If you ain't feeling it, do it anyhow. Can you say amen? Be enthusiastic about God. Can you say amen? I'm going to stop in a minute. But amen. Amen. We need to get a mode of enthusiasm. Amen. Sometimes, amen, people are tarrying a long time because they don't get, amen, enthusiastic about what God is getting ready to do in their life. But when you believe God going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because you'll get excited. Can you say amen? God is going to deliver you. You get excited. Can you say amen? When you come to the place that you know, amen, that praise, amen, will bring you up out of a horrible pit. Can you say amen? You'll be ready to give him the glory and to give him the praise. Can you say amen? I want God, amen, to be a God like he said he was and like he said he is in the regeneration. Can you say amen? What kind of God is that? Amen, the God that say before they call. Can you say amen? I will answer. Can you say amen? Amen. I ain't got to wait. Can you say amen? Because I'm walking with God. I ain't got to wait to pray, open my mouth and tell God. Can you say amen? While they are yet speaking, can you say amen? He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or even ask. Why are these things happening? Amen. Because of the knowledge of the Lord. Can you say amen? And as I get ready to leave you, amen, there is a time coming of regeneration when the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But there are things about God that we, the redeemed, can know right now. Can you say amen? And by the knowledge of God, we can prevail, amen, over our enemy, over, amen, our mind, over our flesh. Can you say amen? By the knowledge of God, we can be more than conquerors through him that has loved us. Can you say amen? Anybody want to be more than a conqueror? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that means you gotta do battle. Can you say amen? Amen. That means you gotta fight. Can you say amen? That means you cannot be passive. Amen. But you got to be, amen, in the battle. Tell your neighbor, fight for your joy. Fight for your peace. Fight for your victory. Tell them again, fight for your joy. Can you say amen? And the devil trying to hinder you. Amen. Fight for your joy. Can you say amen? I'm going to leave. But Paul had gone to God about a thorn in his flesh. And he had asked God three times to take it away. Can you say amen? But God wouldn't take it away. Amen. Instead, he told him, my grace. Anybody got his grace? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I got his grace. Can you say amen? Amen. He told Paul, amen, praise God, I ain't taking it away. Why? Because what I've given you is greater than what you deal with. My grace is sufficient.
him. He had a change of mind. Can you say amen? Instead of asking God to take it away, he said, I will now glory in my infirmity. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? I wonder, is it anybody that can dare to tell God it ain't gone, but I'm going to glory right where I am. It ain't over, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. I ain't got out, I'm still in, but I'm going to give you the glory. I'm still wrestling, and I'm still going to
anybody too willing to praise him? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are you still willing to give him the glory? Can, amen, praise God. A little rain turn you around. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Will a little storm set you back? Amen, praise God. Will a little persecution shut your mouth? Can you say thank you, Jesus? My burden's so heavy, Lord. I can't even wave my hand. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost got more power than you. My burden is so difficult. I can't even raise up my hand. You alive. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Because God is able to give us the strength that we need in the very time that we need it. But our attitude is to be one of giving God the praise. The regeneration is coming. But guess what? When God saved us, he washed us with the word of God. And that washing was a washing of regeneration. And so we don't have to wait for the natural regeneration, because in us, when God saved us, there came a spiritual regeneration. And because I am the redeemed of the Lord, I can praise him at any time. Amen. In fact, I'll do what the psalmist said. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue.
Amen. Praise God. We have forgotten the admonitions from God. David said, I was glad. And they said unto thee, let us go into the house of the Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus? As I leave you, amen, praise God, the judgment of the nation. Amen, praise God. And in the judgment of the nations, and you see it in the 26th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, and Jesus tells those nations that are not going to come into the kingdom, into the millennial kingdom. He said, I was hungry. You didn't feed me. I was naked. You didn't clothe me. Amen, praise God. I was in prison. You didn't come and see me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And they said, Lord, when did we see you in this condition? When did we see you? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. What are you saying to us, preacher? Amen, praise God. You don't always see God.
That's right. Amen.
Walking up in the middle of the service. Walking in the middle of the service. You don't know how many times God done walked up and down. In this service.
That's right.
And he done seen you doodling.
Yes, Lord.
He's seen you nod.
Yes, Lord.
He's seen you whisper.
Yes, Lord.
He's seen you preach, man. He walked up and down. He see you nonchalant.
Yes, Lord.
You just give him a look. You say, is it time to go yet? You don't know how many times.
Yes, Lord.
And down. Back and forth. What you doing, Lord? I'm looking for somebody that's going to praise me. I want to heal somebody. I want to deliver somebody. I want to bring somebody out. Amen. We got our mind in every other
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
You know who gets in wrecks on the road? Folk that don't pay attention.
That's
what are they doing? They supposed to be paying attention to the road, and they texting, they doing, or they fiddling with something. Can you say thank you? Distraction.
Yes.
And the enemy will use distraction to destroy.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, the devil will use distraction to destroy you. They text and say, I just took my eyes off the road for a minute.
Jesus.
And boom, bang, and smash them up. Mm. Yes. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you. Lord, I ain't got my victory. Lord, I ain't got my deliverance. I just took a minute to write a note. I just took a minute to whisper something. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Somebody's here. I just took a minute in distraction. And in that minute of distraction, God passed right by me.
Amen.
Bartimaeus, I need everything. I need that and more. I can't afford to let no word drop to the ground because I need it, Lord. I can't afford to let nothing go. I can't afford to skip this and skip that. I can't afford to be hanging out when I ought to be hanging in. I can't afford that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I'm telling you, popcorn will not do for you what God can do for you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It will not. Amen. Praise God. Hanging out, amen, praise God, ain't going to bless you like hanging in. And amen, praise God. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the word of God. Lest at any time.
Yeah.
We let it slip. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Tell you that right?
Every word
comes out of the mouth of God. The time of amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Regeneration is certainly coming on the earth. And God ain't gonna have no issue with us. Why? Because his knowledge will cover, amen, the world. Can you say amen? As the waters cover the sea. But right now, amen, praise God, you can be beneficiary of the knowledge of God. But you can't have it if you won't hear it. Amen, praise God. Faith itself comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. And so when we come to church, come with the mind. Amen, praise God. To receive of God.
Come with the blind Bartimaeus mind.
Oh, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. Amen, praise God. Because guaranteed, you come in here and you don't need nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. But if you come hungry, if you come needy, if you come focused to God, can you say thank you, Jesus? God ain't going to pass you by. Because he's walking up and down. I don't know how many more times he's walking up and down. Can you say amen? Amen. Seeking to bless those that desire to be a blessed or to receive a blessing from him. So be encouraged. Regeneration is coming. Amen. Praise God. But where we are now, amen, we got to fight for our joy. We got to fight for our peace. We got to fight against the distraction of the enemy, because he will distract you. Make no if and but about it. Amen. Praise God. He want to slip, amen, a word by you so that you don't get that word that you need. Amen. In the time that you need it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, amen, let us focus on the regeneration.